Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 500. That's right, the purpose. How are you folks doing this fine week? Hey, thanks for dropping by for our 500th episode of the Moose Podcast. Some basic, simple trivia. It's actually over 8,000 minutes. Wow. 133 hours of me talking and you being so kind to listen. I can't thank you enough for being part of this, as well as Bedford's making it all possible. You guys, thank ever so much. I'm not just enthusiastic because it's the 500th Moose Podcast, but I'm just back from an epic, epic adventure in Ecuador. Oh my goodness. It was over 80 species of birds seen, over 60 species of birds photographed. It was absolutely just off the chart amazing. I have so many images still to get finished and out to you folks. It was stupendous. I trust your last week has been just as phenomenal. I hope it was, and you're out there shooting and clicking, because that's what this podcast is all about, photography. This episode is being recorded with the Adobe Podcast Beta. It even announced, with no fanfare, that this was the 500th episode. Hey, thanks a lot for cleaning up my act. I appreciate all those who helped me do that. Now, remember, you can go to the dedicated blog post on the website for the podcast. You'll see the image that I'll be talking about, links, other stuff that's there, as well as listening to the podcast or reading the transcript, all that being created by the Adobe Podcast AI. Of course, you can go to your favorite spots, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, all those spots as well for listening. And some of those give you the ability to leave comments. So please, hey, feel free to reach out. Love talking with you folks. Have some great conversations. Some of them lead to podcast topics. I've been actually kind of, since I was in Ecuador, and even though we had some Wi-Fi, I have no good news. I shouldn't say it that way. I have no news to report from the past week, other than we made it through the week, which to me is probably really excellent news. If you guys hear of things, I would love for you to, you know, make me aware of news that you might be hearing. And it doesn't have to be photographic. I would love to hear environmental information, news, things that might be you're involved in personally, or you are here in your community. Love to start a little segment where we share some of that information on a bigger scale, things that don't get attention they should. For example, here in the Bitterroot Valley, our ospreys, they migrate south for the winter. And when they come back in the spring, it's a big deal. We have a lot of nesting platforms that are actually volunteer watched. Some have webcams. And I know the osprey at this point is kind of, you know, it's the osprey, but people forget that once it was very much in trouble, very endangered. It was called a fish hawk. It was eating fish that was contaminated, and it was causing eggshells to be incredibly thin and unviable. And they're kind of a success story that we shouldn't take for granted. So if you know some of those, please feel free to bring that over in my direction, my attention. I'd be grateful, and we all can learn what's going on in your back of the backyard. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford. Bedfords.com have been there with me for years with the podcast. These are great folks. They, you know, besides providing you guys the Moose discount, which they don't have to do, which you see after you check out, they provide the gear, the training, and of course the inventory and salespeople to make it possible for us to do what we do. Yeah, they're a giant Nikon dealer, and they have going the Nikon rebates and all that stuff, and the Moose discounts on top of that. And they also carry, you know, Canon and Sony and ProMaster and Benro, and the list goes on, and ProGrade cards and readers. I mean, and they have their marvelous events. The next one being the Photo Expo, July 17th through 18th up at Little Rock. And it's, you know, it just, it makes it possible for us to be creatives without thinking about that stuff. And hey, when you're not thinking and you're feeling that photograph, it's when you're going to be successful. So Bedfords.com, where you call, go in, go on the web, tell them that Moose sent you, and you'll see something at the end that will say, thank you back. The purpose. I had a lot of folks ask just why I do this podcast. And actually, it goes back a ways. And if you think this podcast is about the purpose of the podcast, stick with me, because it's not. Back in the day, before we had steam-driven cameras, in the business of photography, you would amass amount of images in the filing cabinet. There'd all be slides, and then your task was to get those out to bring money in, to pay for going back out and putting more slides in the filing cabinet. And you might think that would be a valid purpose for photography. And I will be the first to admit that for way too long in the beginning, that was the purpose. Ah, but, you know, life and life lessons, they teach you to think beyond those days of youth. So then it got to the point where right around the mid-1990s for me, a little bit after that, I thought, you know what? I needed more of a purpose. I needed a lot more of a purpose, because it was getting where a lot of the basic challenges of exposure and all those kind of things were kind of like in the rearview mirror. I had moved that on. So then I needed challenges. And I had already at this point had some success, had books out, but I wasn't reaching you folks, because I'm not sure, still don't know where. I ponder it when I'm sitting on 5-hour flights or 12-hour flights going things. I ponder things like, who was it that instilled in me that I needed to share this mass trivia that had come into my sphere? So that's when the BT Journal first arrived. Now, the BT Journal, for those of you who are not aware of it, was a quarterly publication that we wrote it, illustrated it, edited it, laid it out. I did all that. And we got it sent out. And its height, it was going to about 2,000 or 3,000 people. It was a lot of fun, a lot of work. And truly, it was not a profitable thing at all. It was strictly a work of passion to get the stories out. And that's the purpose, to get those stories out. And then, of course, there was the death of the magazine syndrome, which drove me nuts, because, you know, statistically, yeah, some had fallen, but those were ones that were already didn't have a purpose. So without that purpose, they lost their way and they went away. Then came we got to have everything as an e-reader, which, you know, made delivery easier, because I'm telling you, getting stuffing manually. It was just Sharon and I, the boys briefly, because they're about ready to go off to college, manually stuffing envelopes and putting address labels and postage. That was a pain in the arse. So the E, you know, was great, because then we just had to push a button and push it out to people, and they could get it on their iPhone or their iPad. And I was grateful, because I had Brent, who was that smart person, was able to take all that and make it happen for us. And then, well, that got not only very expensive when some other bigger companies thought they should be charging us for putting that out. But it got to the point where all of a sudden that people wanted paper again. And be honest with you, I wanted to get the story out, but I didn't want to go through all that pain again. And there came the podcast. And the podcast, the one thing about it is, technically, there's no real expense other than some time and some thinking. But the one drawback is the visuals are gone. The storytelling through photography disappeared. And it's about that time that social media came into existence to the point where people would look at images. And that's really the purpose. And at least for me, and that's the important part. Where I think a lot of photographers have lost their way. And if you look at, read certain articles of late, they talk about how photographers, still photographers, are slowly, you know, just disappearing from things like Instagram and what have you, because video content and reels, as they want to call it, have taken over. And so the algorithms aren't promoting still photography. And photographers used those mediums and social media to promote themselves and their business. And if you ever go back and look at mine, there's maybe a handful of posts where I might talk about like our air-to-air photo clinics. Otherwise, we've never put any kind of advertising out there. The purpose was what we learned way back in the 90s, and it was to celebrate what's in our photograph, that story, not the story about me taking it or, you know, that, but what's inside that photograph, its story. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of, as far as I'm concerned, photography. It's not about me. It's about what was in my viewfinder at that moment, the emotion that was, you know, expressed by that subject that I felt. That is what the purpose is of photography. And I would love to encourage you to embrace that simple concept. The purpose is to tell the story, to reach out and grab heartstrings and to make a difference in our world, which, if you haven't noticed, is a little bit upside down, sideways, and goofed up. And when you take just a little time and look at history, and you go back and you see how photography has created not only a foundation and fundamentals in our society, in our world, and affected positively so many things, it should get you excited to be part of that today and getting that out there, because we all know that that digital record will be there for a long time. And that record should be a celebration of what we see today, because there's a possibility that some of what we see today won't be there tomorrow. Now, just coming back from Ecuador, and it's on so many levels, absolutely just a mind-blowing experience. You know, for me, right off the bat, the first thing that gets to me is I get out of bed here in Montana, and that night I put my head down on a pillow in the Andean Highlands where the chorus of frogs outside is deafening. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And then the sun comes up, and that chorus of frogs is replaced by, you know, slate-chested redstart and Ecuadorian thrush and brown velveteer. And all of a sudden, all these birds start to come up. A toucan is busy calling in the distance. All of that all of a sudden replaces. And just the day before, I was in Montana. And that wonder, that beauty, that entirely new world, bringing that back to others who aren't as fortunate to make it there, or maybe didn't even know it existed. That's not just a challenge. That's the purpose of all those clicks. Now, I appreciate you coming along on this ride and participating as you do as a listener and, more importantly, as a photographer. And I'm grateful for all of you who share your images out there. And remember, though, that when you're sharing those images, it's not about you. It's about the story you encompassed inside that viewfinder when you went click. That's the purpose. You guys have a great week. Here we are going into May. Birds are nesting. Get out there, shoot, and share. And remember to make every click your story.